The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. On to day three of Glorious Goodwood we go then. And today is Goodwood Cup Day, that's the feature race, but there are plenty of other good races on the card as well. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is jockey Tom Queeley. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I'm very good.
Good man. A few near misses for you yesterday?
Yeah, nothing. All the horses are riding running well, but it's a difficult meeting to get winners on the board. So, I'm pleased that they're doing well, and hopefully it won't be too long before I actually hit the back of the net.
Yes, hopefully we'll see that today. And what did you make of the feature race yesterday, Tom? Toronado getting the better of Dawn approaching the Sussex.
Yeah, it was a spectacle to watch, and I think the best horse won on the day. To see them meet again, I'd say if they met a few times, you might get a few different outcomes. But I think the way the race panned out, Tornado seemed the best one on the day.
Yep, and this must be a day that you have quite fond memories of last year, Tom. You and Wild Coco won the Lily Langtry last season, and trying to do it again today.
Yeah, she clearly acts on the course, and we're happy that the ground should be good anyway, near good than anything. So she's got an incredible chance of having back-to-back victories in the race, so we're very, very hopeful.
Okay, we'll move on to that race in a little bit more detail later on, but we'll start in the 2:15, which is the Gordon Stakes, which is a 3-year-old handicap over a mile and a quarter. Code of Honour heads the betting this morning. Relish a step up to this trip when winning at Sandown last time. Currently 7-2, and then it's 7-1 or bigger for the rest of the field. Do you think Code of Honour is the one to beat here, Tom? Who do you like in this?
Yeah, I do like Code of Honour. There was a lot to like about him when he won last time. He was a very progressive 2-year-old. And Henry Candy's been amongst the winners of late. His horses are in tremendous form. And I think he's certainly the one to beat of the remainder and the opposition. I think Ashmany, you could certainly make a case for, but he's drawn a little bit out in 13. And he hung under pressure last time when he won at Nottingham. So I think he'll do very well to beat Code of Honour.
Okay, Code of Honour in the opener then. The second race is the 2:45, and this is the first group race of the day. It's the Group 2 Richmond Stakes, which is for 2-year-old colts and geldings. It's over 6 furlongs. Figure of Speech is the market leader this morning, currently 7-4. Off the mark at the first time of asking, we're winning a new market maiden, and then only just touched off when pitched into Group 2 company last time in the July Stakes. Do you think Figure of Speech is the one to beat, Tom?
Yes, I think he's second in the July Stakes, sort of represents the best form in the race. Charlie Appleby was amongst the winners yesterday, and the Godolphin horses remain in rude health, so I think he'd be very hard to beat. The one I'd keep an eye on at a sort of bigger price is Gelato for Mick Shannon and Martin Harley, who's absolutely riding under his skin at the moment. He was third in the July Stakes, and I think, you know, it's a funny old track. Things can pan out differently than they do at Newmarket. So on the basis of that, you know, he probably has got a little bit to find with Figure of Speech, but may fill the places.
Okay, the third race is the feature race. This is the 3:15. It's the Goodwood Cup. It's part of the British Champion Series, and it's a Group 2 contest over 2 miles. Mount Athos heads the betting this morning, but a really competitive renewal with the likes of Brown Panther, Caucus, Altano, Colour Vision, last year's winner Saddler's Rock. What are your thoughts in this, Tom?
Yeah, it's actually a wide-open affair, really. Saddler's Rock was with the winner last year, and he grounded out in good fashion to win emphatically. Mount Athos, You could certainly make claims for. One I'd like at a bigger price is probably Glenn's Diamond, who won the Yorkshire Cup, and there's a little bit of a bit of a dark horse in here. I think he's certainly underrated. He is, but no doubt he's taking on the best stares around at the moment. But at a bigger price, there's no way he should be in sort of double figures in price anyway. So he could just get in the frame, and I mean, Tony Hamilton, he's as good as anyone, and Yeah, Richard Fahey Horse is in good form. He's already amongst the winners at the Glorious Meeting, so at a bigger price. And I think obviously Colour Vision would be the one you'd have to fear and fancy to run off awfully well and probably win.
Okay, then on to the 3:45. This is the Blackrock Filly Stakes, which is registered as the Lily Langtry Stakes. It's a Group 3 contest for fillies and mares, and it's over 1 mile and 6 furlongs. Wild Coco then, Tom, you were on board her last year when she won this on her reappearance. Trying to do the same again this year, what are your chances of repeating the dose?
I certainly wouldn't stop her for anything else in the race. She seems in good heart. I know she's been off the track quite a while, but it's basically simply a case of trying to find the ground, and thankfully I'd say we'll probably have it today. I know they like a leak, Sir Michael Stout team. There's a fair bit of weight, you know, there's a 13-pound difference, so it's a fair advantage for a leak in some ways, but you know, the 3-year-old taking on a 5-year-old at the end of the day, I wouldn't swap Wild Coco for anything else in the race. One I'd keep an eye on at a massive big each way price is Alpha Lilea, who ran very well at Hamilton in a listed race just behind a stablemate of hers, which was Maputo, who's after winning a big handicap at Newmarket earlier on in the week, and gave him certainly something to think about, and he just wouldn't know she could at massive price could just follow me home, but Wild Coco is the one they ought to beat.
Okay, good stuff. The 4:20 is next. This is the EBF Maiden Filly Stakes, and it's over 7 furlongs. You're back in action here as well, Tom. You're on Satin Waters, the Eve Johnson Houghton newcomer. Plenty of newcomers in the lineup. In fact, the market leader Radiator is another one. Talk us through your thoughts here, Tom.
Yeah, I ride Satin Waters by Halling. Looks like there's a lot of stamina in the pedigree, and at 7 furlongs, it would obviously be the starting point. But I'd say she'll be getting an awful lot further in time. Amazing Maria sort of sets the standard for Dunlop and Robert Ogden. So Robert Ogden, I should say. She stepped up on an encouraging debut at Newbury and was just touched off last time. She's well entered, and I would think she is the one they all have to beat. Radiator is a well-bred newcomer for the Stout team, so you'll be keeping an eye on that also.
Okay, on to the 4:50 next. This is the Tatler Stakes, which is a Class 2 handicap for 3-year-olds rated 0 to 105, and it's over the 7-furlong trip. You team up with Brian Meyer here to ride Correspondent, who has tried higher company, but if you look at his efforts outside of listed or group company, then he's won his last 3 races at this sort of level. What do you make of your chances here, Tom?
Yeah, he's got a good chance. He hasn't got a terribly bad draw. He's drawn in 10. He's been good. He's been acting well around Chester. He's a little bit unlucky last time, and I think on the basis there's a little bit of cut on the ground, he could run awfully well. The one I'd fear most is probably Pythagorean, who met all sorts of trouble in running last time and finished off to good effect. And I think this son of Oasis Dream is the one we all have to beat. But I'm hoping Correspondent will run a good solid race.
Okay, and the final race today is the 5:25. This is the Kipco Future Stars Apprentice Stakes, which is a handicap over 1 mile and 1 furlong. It's for horses rated 0 to 90. And a competitive end to the card, a competitive end to day 3 here. Who'd you like for the finale, Tom?
Yeah, I think it's a wide open affair, really. You start a big price to field, really. The one I would fancy the most, probably Highland Duke. He's got Ryan Tate on board, who's certainly he's well able to ride. And that's obviously an advantage. He's drawn a little bit out, though. Copperwood, again, another Mark Johnson's horse, is the really actor on this course. Michael Murphy, I suppose, is probably a positive enough booking as well. He's a tough, hardy 8-year-old, and I could see him running very well. I could see Highland Duke and Copperwood fighting it out.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much. Good luck today, and enjoy it at Goodwood.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.